Police in Pakistan say they've arrested more than a dozen suspected terrorists over the last week in Karachi. The roundups follow a raid earlier this month in the same city when Pakistani authorities arrested an alleged Al-Qaeda cell. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Karachi.
At 10:15 on the morning of September 11, 2002, journalist Waqar Anjum Rao awoke to the sound of gunfire directly outside his bedroom window.
This is the bed. And the window was open, and with a certain voice of loud Kalashnikov of fire, I woke up and I couldn't make it. What's going on?
Pakistani police had just launched a raid to arrest the residents of a building located directly across the street. The police were caught off guard when their targets put up fierce resistance by first firing assault rifles and then lobbing a grenade that injured three officers. What followed was a furious gun battle that lasted for 3 hours. With the help of tear gas canisters, the police finally emerged from the building, carrying at least three bearded and blindfolded Arab prisoners, all members, said authorities, of an Al-Qaeda cell. The U.S. and Pakistan declared this a major victory, since they said the captives included one Ramzi bin al-Shib, an Arab who claimed to be one of the organizers of the September 11th attacks. Pakistani authorities say bin al-Shib and at least four others have since been handed over to U.S. custody. Today, Rao looks at the bullet-riddled apartment where his foreign neighbors used to play late-night card games, and he shakes his head in disbelief.
They've never created during their entire stay any sort of nuisance to their neighbors, to the security guard and all that. So there was no reason to suspect these people of any sort of mischievous activities or for that matter any terrorist activities.
After the raid, President Pervez Musharraf announced officials had broken the terrorist network in Pakistan. And since then, police have been sweeping through Karachi. In the last week alone, they've arrested at least 14 Pakistanis, all suspected members of an alleged homegrown terrorist group called Harkat-ul-Mujahideen al-Almi, or simply al-Almi. The group has not yet been linked to al-Qaeda. Karachi's police chief says al-Almi is behind an assassination plot against Musharraf and numerous other attacks, including the June 14th car bombing of the U.S. consulate here, which killed 12 Pakistanis. But there's skepticism in many circles as to whether al-Almi truly exists, since no one ever heard of the group before last summer. Much of the published evidence comes from the confession of Mohammed Imram, the group's alleged ringleader. Imram's defense attorney, Raza Abidi, says police forced his client to make false statements.
It cannot amount to a volunteer confession because he was arrested on 18th of June and his arrest was shown on 7th of July. And during his illegal confinement and detention, he was electrocuted and he was tortured there. And that's why he has confessed.
Najum Mushtaq, an expert on Pakistan's armed Islamic militant groups, says the alleged al-Almi terrorists are nobodies.
People who are being arrested are unknown people. They are not like the jihadi leaders we are so used to listening to, whose names we used to listen every day. There are many famous jihadi leaders in Pakistan. There were many high-profile supporters of the Taliban government in Pakistan, and all of them are free.
A Western diplomat in Karachi says Musharraf can't afford to lock up the leaders of Pakistan's most hardline religious and anti-Western political parties. In the meantime, police have publicized their recent successes in Karachi by showing off an arsenal of weapons and explosives that they said they seized from al-Almi. Still, the half-dozen lethal attacks on Western targets over the past year include last month's bombing of a hospital chapel and a machine gun raid against a Christian school. Many here believe the threat to foreigners and even to President Musharraf is still very real. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Karachi.